Action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. Brought to you this season by Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Varner Service Center, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie's, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Teas, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bobes Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, and Leggett Lumber. And now for Red Hill Saluki basketball action.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ryan Seed here. We're alongside Rob McKinley, and tonight we are courtside.
Literally,
courtside, right here in the corner, right next to the Salukis as they are warming up, along with the Grayville Bison at the other end. We got about 2.5 left here before we get this one rolling. Rob, how you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling pretty good. I think this, I'm really not expecting this to be a real close ball game. The Salukis shouldn't have much trouble winning this game, but you never know. You got to come out and play the game. Grayville comes in at 1-5. If you go on comparative scores, Red Hill beat Crab Orchard by 32. Crab Orchard the other night beat Grayville by 30. So, I mean, you know, if that's any indication. But you got to come out and play hard and get ahead early and see what happens.
Yeah, and looking at the boys here, we ain't got much of a height difference out there. So, I mean, they're going to match up pretty decent. But skill-wise, it sounds like the Salukis might have a little bit of an edge.
Yes, Grayville starts, I think, two freshmen, a sophomore, junior, and a senior, similar to what Crab Orchard did. They started a couple of freshmen. And Salukis is a little bit bigger. Of course, when you get Andy Wells at 6'3", Mitchell Nash at 6'4", and Drew Moore, 5'11", to jump well, so can Corbin shoulders. So you've got some good size players that could do some things there.
All right, and it looks like we are going to get set for the national anthem and pregame activities here. So we'll send it back to the station for some commercials, and we'll be right back here on The Legend for Red Hill Basketball.
Sippet Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sippet's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sippet and Sweet Teas, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Hilltop Bar and Grill is excited to introduce its brand new party room. This is perfect for hosting your company and holiday parties, children's birthday parties, anniversary celebrations, and family gatherings in a private but upbeat atmosphere. Hilltop is family friendly and serves some of the best homemade food that you'll find anywhere. Serving breakfast and lunch daily and delicious dinner options on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport. Fill your belly and stay a while. Hilltop Bar and Grill wishes you and your family happy holidays.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young, and along with my parents, Steve and Judy Cunningham, as the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too.
Welcome back to The Legend here on 99.3, where we are getting set for some Red Hill basketball here at the Wayne City Tournament. Again, I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley, and we are right here up and close and personal where we will be all night for the action.
We're kind of at an angle here at the, I don't know which end of the course it is, but it's a pretty good viewpoint as long as you don't get run over.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're going to have to look out for ourselves. So, Rob, you got the starting lineup?
Yeah, the Salukis are being introduced first with the regular starting lineup that they've had. Chase Murray starting, he's a 5'11 senior. Parker Havel will be a 5'11 junior. Then you got Andy Wells, a 6'3 senior. Drew Moore, 5'11 junior. And the other starter would be Corbin Shoulders, a 5'11 senior for Coach Brian Hamill. The Salukis coming in with a record of 4-4.
Yeah, so the regular starting lineup for tonight. And we should be getting ready set for the Grayville Bison lineup here after the Red Hill cheerleaders get done with their pregame activities. I mean, it's always nice to have the cheerleaders out and get the team a little pepped up, get the crowd going.
A decent crowd from Red Hill. I mean, it's early game, so some people may still been at work, couldn't get here in time, so hopefully they're listening to us.
Yeah, so that's what we're here for, though.
Right, yeah.
And
we're not just here for our looks.
No. And as we get set for the Grayville lineup.
Looks like they'll start number 11. Well, they got another different person in there. Number 11, Kenny Funkhauser, is a starter. Number 15, Cole Neely. Funkhauser is a sophomore. Neely's a sophomore. You get number 20, Levi Stockton, a junior. They don't have any heights listed for Grayville. So, and you got Braden Hatcher, who's another freshman in the lineup, and number 22, Marcus Risley. So they started Kenny Funkhauser instead of Caden Funkhauser. So,
yeah, they switched him up on us a little bit.
And I may have gotten out of the book wrong. Something like that was Funkhauser. So, at least don't have to change the first name.
Yeah. Hey, K Funkhauser and K Funkhauser. Yeah. So, not much.
Caden's a freshman, and Kenny's a sophomore, so.
Must be brothers.
This team only has, let's see, they get to three seniors on their roster. They lost a really good player last year, Chase Robinson, who started for about 4 years for them, probably averaged about 25 points a game, was one of the better players in the tournament last year, and kind of looking to see if he made the all-conference team last year, or all-tournament team. He did not, but he was still one of the better players in the tournament from Grayville.
And we are getting set here for the opening tip-off and then the opening game here tonight in the Wayne City Tournament. Again, I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley right here on the west end of the gym as we are looking from the northwest corner. And we are getting set here as Andy Wells and I believe that's Marcus Risley getting set for tip-off. And here we go, and Red Hill controls it. That would be Parker Havel. He'll get the ball. He'll kick it up into Corbin Shoulders, and they're going to swing it around the ring.
Looks like his own defense almost stolen there.
Trying to open it up a little bit over to Drew Moore on the right, left wing, and no good off the mark for the three. Parker Havel comes away with the rebound, gets it up to Corbin Shoulders. He's going to get it back to Havel. He's going to reset, swing it to Moore. Moore comes across the Shoulders from the corner for three.
I think he's going to give him a two.
Calling him inside. Bison tried to inbound it here, and they threw it out of bounds. So it will be a Red Hill basketball. Quick turnover.
I think it's what Red Hill's going to try to do is put some pressure on him, too, so that.
And the Salukis will be inbounding from the baseline underneath their own basket against this Grayville 2-3 zone. They get it into Drew Moore. He swings it up to Shoulders. Shoulders kicks it over to Havel. Havel's going to step in for three. No good off the front of the rim. Moore chases it close to the out-of-bounds line. Ooh, the referee called him out.
But he was in.
He was just barely in. So it will be Grayville ball. Hatcher set to inbound the ball. Looking for an open man. Count almost got him, but he got it into Funkhauser. Funkhauser guarded there by Havel. Gets it across the timeline. He's going to set up the play, get it over there to Neely. Neely looking inside, gets it in there to Hatcher.
That's a away by Moore.
Risley, and Moore steals it away. Quick up the court to Moore. Moore misses the layup. Wells with the rebound. Out to Shoulders. Shoulders from the free throw line. No good. Off the mark. Hatcher with the rebound. He's going to bring it up the court. He's going to get it down into Neely in the corner. Neely up for three. Good. Neely with the first 3 points for the Bison. Moore to bring it across the timeline. Gets it over to Havel. Swings it around to Shoulders. Shoulders cross court to Moore. Looking inside for help. Nothing there. They get it over in the other side to Shoulders. Down inside to Murray. Murray kicks it back out to Shoulders. Over to Havel. Havel looking inside. Nothing there. Gets it to Moore. Moore going to bring it back up top. Swing it around. Havel looking for help. Picked up his dribble. Gets it in the form of Moore. Moore pulls up for three. Got it. And the answer back. Stockton inbound.
Man-to-man press, looks like.
Red Hill trying to put a little pressure on them early. They break it. Funkhauser gets it across court. He gets it down in the corner, guarded there by Havel. Tries to go baseline. Behind the back pass there to Risley. Risley up for two and good. Saluki's quickly get it back down court. Moore looking inside, nothing there. He swings around, tries to go baseline, shut down. Wells cross court to shoulders. Shoulders pump fakes, nothing there. Back cross court to Moore. Moore for three. Off the back of the rim, up and off the backboard, out of bounds. It will be Bison basketball.
Game tied at five right now.
5:36 left to go here in the first quarter. Looked like Risley needed to tie his shoe up a little bit. Hatcher's going to inbound for him. Full court press there by the Salukis. Count on. He gets it in. Bison break the press. They quickly go down the court. Hatcher missed the layup. No good. Murray comes away with the rebound. Quickly getting it up court. Him and Moore. Three on three. Puts up a jumper from 15 out. No good. Risley comes away with the rebound. He's going to get it over to Neely. Neely's going to slow it down a little bit. Call out a play as he crosses the timeline. Gets it over to Hatcher. Hatcher pulls up for three. Off the mark. No good. Goes out of bounds. It will be Saluki basketball. Low-scoring game with 3 minutes in, 5-5.
But it was 2 of 8 shooting-wise.
Havel gets up court, almost stolen away there by Neely. Moore drives inside, loses it. Murray gets it, puts it up, and good. Port Blondie scoreboard, 7-5 in favor of the Salukis, 4:52 left. Havel.
They're going to call Havel for a foul. Looks like he almost had the ball stolen, but...
Bison tried to inbound there. Havel made a jump on it and got called. Hatcher inbounds against this Saluki full court press. Clock is on. Gets it inbounds. Almost out of bounds there from Neely. He gets the save there into Funkhauser and another foul called.
I think it may be a second one against Parker, I believe. Count 2 fouls on Parker Havel.
Havel gets called for 2 fouls within 5 seconds. So they're going to lay off a little bit, get it into Neely. Neely's going to bring it up court for the Bison. Gets across the timeline, gets to the right wing, down inside to Risley. He was looking. Going to be knocked out of bounds there by the Salukis. Stays Bison basketball here with 4:39 left to go in the quarter. Tonight's sponsors are Sip It, Lawrence County Health Department, along with the Hilltop. Hatcher. Trying to get it in bounds against this Saluki defense. Stolen away there by Moore. He's quickly going up court. 3-on-2. He puts up the layup. No good. Off the mark. Shoulders got the rebound. Fouled on the shot.
I think Drew came up with that shot, but I think he pulled up a little bit too quickly, too soon. Laid it up a little bit off there, but the foul was called against Braden Hatcher, his first, Grayville's first, and Corbin Shoulders at the line to shoot two.
Shoulders, first free throw on its way. Off the back of the rim, no good.
Radio leading 7-5 here early.
Some other tonight's sponsors are Cunningham Funeral Home, along with Scott's Pharmacy and People State Bank. Second shot, good. Missed the first, got the second. Ball inbounded to Hatcher, quickly poked away there by Murray. It will stay Bison basketball. Saluki's putting on a nice full court press here tonight. They're having Grayville having a little bit of trouble trying to get it in. They break that full court press. Neely gets the ball up quickly, guarded there by Moore. Moore trying to shut him down. He gets it out to Funkhauser. Funkhauser trying to dribble around Parker Havel there, and he traveled.
Havel and Moore, they're kind of giving a little bit of double team and kind of out of control for Grayville. And Saluki's, that's the fourth turnover for the Bison.
Havel brings the ball across the timeline for the Saluki's, gets it over to Shoulders. They're going to swing it back around to Moore here on the near wing. Cross-court pass to Shoulders. He pump fakes, tries to go up, gets it up to Havel. Havel looking inside, nothing there. Gets it to Moore. Moore down into Murray. They're going to swing it back out to Moore. Murray gets a tip pass.
Yeah, he was passing inside to Wells. It went off his hand, but Murray was there, and a steal by Murray.
Murray
layups. No good.
Moore gets the rebound in the corner. He's trying to look inside. He's going to bring it into Andy Wells from the free throw line. Blocked shot there. Lost rebound. Tipped away. Andy Wells comes away with it. Puts up a layup. No good. And tipped out of bounds there by Hatcher. It will stay Saluki basketball. And it looks like Grayville coach calls a timeout. 30-second timeout. We'll take one with you. The Port Blondie scoreboard reads, so Red Hill Salukis 10, Grayville Bison 5. 3:36 left to go. We'll be back in 30 seconds right here on The Legend.
The Port and Blondies, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. The Monday specials include meatloaf or hand-breaded fried chicken. Every Monday is Dad's Day. Any dad that comes in with his family gets the special at half price. The specials go on and on at the Port and Blondies. Let them show you why they are the place to be.
Tonight's game brought to you by WTHI-TV along with Rutgers and Varner's. Red Hill Salukis leading this one by 5 with 3:36 left to go in the first quarter. That's your Port Blondie scoreboard look. Parker Havel inbounds to Moore. Moore throws it up from the corner and it's good from the 15-footer. Moore good for two.
That's 5 points for Drew.
Bison trying to get it inbounds, gets it in there to Neely near half court. He tries cross court pass to Stockton. Stockton pulls up three. Got it. Stockton, nothing but the net. Shoulders bring the ball up court quickly. Kicks it back out to Moore, slows it down over the shoulders. They're going to swing it around to Havel, almost thrown away there. Havel pulls it back out to Wells. Wells gets it to shoulders. He's swinging it across court there to Moore. Moore looking inside, gets it to Wells, and traffic gets it over the shoulders here in the near corner, puts up three, no good. Murray chases it down, gets it back to Moore. Moore looking for Havel, he gets him up top, gets it back to Moore, pulls up for three, just off the rim, no good. Looked like Havel came away with it, got it back out, no good. Shoulders with the rebound, he gets it back out to Havel, he's going to slow it down here a little bit, gets it over to Shoulders on the right wing, back to Havel, a little back and forth, Shoulder pulls up for the three, got it this time. Shoulders buries it. Hatcher trying to get it in for the Bison, gets it in there. He got it to Funkhauser. Funkhauser dribbling through some Saluki traffic there, pulls it back out to Neely. He's going to call the play in. He's going to dribble left side. Guarded there by Chase Murray. Tipped away there. He's going to knock out of bounds. It will stay Bison basketball.
Yes, the Bison, they have a little bit of trouble getting the ball in, but when they do get in, they've been able to break it down the floor.
Stockton got the inbound, almost traveled again there, guarded by Murray. Murray stole it away, tried to throw it up court to Shoulders, stolen by Hatcher. Hatcher gets it back to Stockton. He's going to pull up for three, tipped a little bit there by Havel. Rebound by Moore, Moore up to Murray, full court, got the lay-in, easy bucket. 17-8, Salukis lead. Stockton with the ball on the left wing. Hatcher over to Neely. Neely, nobody guarding him from way downtown. Neely with a deep bucket. Looked like he shot that one from Fairfield. Shoulders with the ball, a cross-court pass there to Murray. Murray looking, gets it into the corner to Moore. Moore back to Murray, looking inside for Wells. Gets it in there, a little spin move. Gets it up and good.
It's one of the few times that Red Hill's been able to get the ball inside.
Bison moving the ball quickly. They're trying to break that Saluki press here as Neely gets it across the timeline. Guarded there by Moore. Gets cross court there to Funkhauser. Funkhauser into Risley. Risley gets it back out to Stockton. Stockton looking to drive baseline. Havel shuts him down with the help of Wells. Hatcher stolen away by Parker Havel. He's driving down court. One on two. Puts it up. Good. Got the easy bucket with two defenders. 45 seconds left here in the first quarter. Neely gets it across court. Gets it down into the corner to Stockton. Thrown out of bounds, though. It will be Saluki basketball.
Seven turnovers for Grayville.
Checking into the game is Cade Benson along with
Connor McKinney.
Connor McKinney.
Coming out, I think, was it Havel and...
looks like Shoulders.
Havel and Shoulders,
and
Havel,
yeah. So Moore will bring the ball up with 33 seconds left here on the Port Blondie scoreboard. 21-11, biggest lead in the night by 10. Moore gets it over to McKinney. He gets it down into Murray. It looks like they're going to play it out for the last shot here. Up top to Benson. Benson looking. Almost tipped away there by Neely. Murray got it. He loses control. Risley gets the recovery and gets it to Hatcher. It looks like the Bison will have one final shot with 8 left. Nope. Stolen away there by Murray, though. He's going to quickly get down the court. 4 seconds left. He puts a shot up. No good. Tipped away. Tipped around. And time expires as the Bison try to get off a final shot. Port Blondie scoreboard reads 21-11 as we go into the second quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute right here on 99.3 The Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Save Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People Save Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
Port Blondie scoreboard reads 21-11 as we start the second quarter. Red Hill leading by 10 here, and it's the biggest lead so far. And what do you expect here in the second quarter?
Well, probably more of the same, the pressure and everything. Red Hill took 21 shots to 7 for Grayville. They were 9 of 21, Grayville 4 of 7. Now a turnover. McKinney. Connor McKinney takes it. He's going to hit a 3.
McKinney with his first points of the night buries a 3 as he stole it on the inbound. Hatcher gets it across court. He's going to drive the lane, and it looks like Murray's going to
foul. They're going to call him from coming from behind, and it's a third team foul.
Hatcher was trying to drive the lane into some traffic, got caught up, but Murray is the victim. Neely will inbound. He gets it to Hatcher, guarded there by McKinney. Over back to Neely. Neely's going to pull it from three, just a couple steps out, no good. Wells with the rebound. He's going to get it to Benson. Benson looking for help here. He gets it in the form of McKinney. McKinney gets it across court to Moore. Moore pump fakes. Gets it back to McKinney. McKinney's going to pull it back out. Gets it to Murray. Murray looking inside. Nothing there. They're going to swing it back around. Gets it to Moore. Moore looking for Benson inside. Gets it into Wells in the corner. Wells going to come in. Murray driving the lane. Puts it up. No good. Off the mark. Risley comes away with the rebound. Outlets to Hatcher. Hatcher's going to slow it down a little bit. Hatcher drives left. He's going to get it to Funkhauser. They're going to do a three-man weave. Gets it over to Stockton. Gets it back to Neely. Neely in low to Risley. Risley tries to go up. No foul called as he was looking for it. Yep. Thrown out of bounds. It will stay Bison basketball.
I thought somebody called a jump ball there. Now by Mitchell Nash coming in for Andy Wells.
And I believe Brandon Cherry checked in there in between quarters. Cade Benson's guarding him. Ball inbounded to Neely. Neely in the corner. Gets it up top to Cherry. Cherry dribbles left. Hands it off to Neely. Neely pulls up from the top of the key. No good. Benson comes away with the rebound. He's dribbling up court. Gets it up to Moore. Looks like thrown out of bounds. Moore's looking for the tip along with Coach Havel. He doesn't like the call. Ball clearly out of bounds. It looked like it might have been tipped.
Yeah.
Moore wasn't anywhere near the ball, so they're going to call it out of bounds off Benson. Bison inbound from the side. Gets it in the backcourt to Neely. He's going to bring it across court. Going to call on the play here. He's going to dribble to the right wing, down low into Risley. Risley puts up from about 3 foot out. Good. Risley brings him back in within 11. 6:30 left here in the half. Moore brings it up the court. Gets it over to McKinney. McKinney down low into Murray. Murray to Benson. Eyes the three. Nothing there. Cross court to Moore. Moore trying to direct traffic here. Puts up a 10-footer. No good. Benson bats it away. Moore recovers it. Gets it in low to Nash. Nash puts it up. No good. Blocked there by Risley. Hatcher comes away with the rebound. He's going to bring it cross court. Gets it up top to Neely. Neely drives the lane. Backs out to Funkhauser. Funkhauser drives up against Nash, puts it up, and good. Brings the deficit back down to 9, 24-15. Moore gets it on the right wing, back up to McKinney. McKinney back to Moore, cross court to Benson. Benson to McKinney. Might have traveled there, but got away with it. Down low into Nash, and Nash is fouled on the shot. Nash put up for two. That foul is going to go against Grayville. It's going to be Marcus Risley. That's his first foul of the night. Team's second. Tonight's game brought to you by WTHI-TV along with Rutgers, Varner's, and Bob's Pizza. Nash's first free throw up. No good. In and out.
Shoulders back in for the Salukis.
Also coming into the game for the Bison, looks like number 14, Austin Cowling. Nash's second shot on its way. Good. Nothing but the net. Full court press still by the Salukis. Get it into Risley. Kicks it back to Neely. Little trap action here going.
It's going to maybe a zone trap. Almost stolen.
Knocked away there.
That is
Nash.
Stolen.
Nash gets it. McKinney to Moore. Moore up and easy for two. Nice easy bucket there for the Salukis. Ball inbounded to Neely. Neely's going to break that press real quick. He's going to try and drive the lane up against Benson. Benson Moore, multiple Salukis. He's going to lose it off of Nash, it looked like, and it's going to be Bison basketball out of bounds. Neely's going to inbound it for him. He's going to get it into Risley. Risley looking inside, looking for help here. Almost thrown away there by Moore. Moore closely guarding Neely there. Neely's going to back it out near the timeline. He's going to set up the play here. Gets it over to Cherry. Cherry looking inside. He's going to dribble left, pick up his dribble, looking for help. Gets it in the form of Funkhauser. Funkhauser going to bring it back out near the volleyball line. Look left, gets it to Risley. Risley dribbling into the lane, gets it back out to Neely. Neely looking inside for somebody. He's going to dribble right side, try to go baseline, backs it back out. He's going to bring it back out to the top of the key. Gets it there to Cowling. Cowling looking right, nothing there. Neely. Neely down low into Risley. Knocked away there by Nash, but Bison recover. Risley went up for a shot and foul called on the Salukis.
It was on Nash.
That'll be Nash's first, team's fourth, and Risley will be shooting two. Marcus Risley, probably about 6'2", misses his first shot. He matches up pretty well with Nash, so 6'2", 6'4". 4:34 left to go as we look at your Port Blondie scoreboard. 27 in favor of the Salukis, 15 for the Grayville Bison. Risley's second shot up and good. Shoulders will inbound it to McKinney, quickly getting up the floor to Moore. Moore looking inside, gets it to McKinney. McKinney pulls up from three-point, no good. Rebound to Cherry. Cherry's going to dribble it over, give it to Cowling. Cowling's going to get it over to Risley. Risley gets it back to Funkhauser. Funkhauser still in the backcourt. Finally gets it across the timeline. Guarded there by Shoulders. Trying to break him down. Shoulders isn't going to have it. Funkhauser just dribbling out near the timeline. Gets it down into Cherry in the corner. Looking inside. Nobody there. Double dribble. Dribbled once. Picked it up, and he thought he still had it. So he put her on the floor.
Now 11 turnovers for Grayville.
4 minutes even left to go here in the half.
Havel coming back in for McKinney.
So we got Havel, Shoulders, Moore, Benson, and Nash for the Salukis as Moore gets it here on the left wing, gets it back up to Shoulders, down to Nash, out to Havel for three, good. Havel got it.
Nice ball movement there, moving around the perimeter inside out.
Little commotion over there as Cherry was ran into there by Moore, almost lost it, but got it back across the timeline to Funkhauser. Funkhauser on the left wing, gets it up to Neely. Neely looking up top, stolen away there by Moore. Moore on the breakaway, he's gonna go coast to coast. Laid in, almost tried to get the slam. And Grayville calls a timeout. Port Blondie scoreboard with 326 left to go in the half. Red Hill Salukis 32, Grayville Bison 16. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be back right here on The Legend.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Tonight's game brought to you by Sanders Chiropractic along with Casey State Bank and Amberall Federal Credit Union. 3:26 left to go here in the corner. I'm Ryan Seed along with Rob McKinley. We're sitting here courtside, and the Salukis pulling away pretty early here.
Yeah, Salukis out rebounded Red Hill 12-5. Three turnovers for Red Hill and 12 turnovers for Grayville. And Red Hill's had several breakaways. Drew Moore's had a couple. I think Parker Havel's had one or two. And the Salukis still in their press, and I'm not sure if it's a man-to-man or if it looks like a man-to-man press this time.
And Grayville will inbound underneath Saluki basket.
We're going to call a foul on Chase Murray, his second, team fifth. He tried to steal it away, but
Murray getting aggressive out there as he was guarding Cherry. Bison set to inbound again. They tried to get it in, shoulders off him to Havel, to Murray, to Moore. Puts it up and no good. Risley comes away with the rebound, gets it over to Neely. Neely going to bring it up the court with ease. He's going to pull it back out near the volleyball line, get it over to Funkhauser. Funkhauser in the corner. Nothing there. Gets it back out to Neely. Neely's going to slow it down. He's going to dribble left side, guarded by Moore. Looks right, gets it over to Cowling. Cowling to Risley. Risley tries to go baseline, and they're going to call a foul. Looks like on Mitchell Nash. Mitchell Nash right there. It looks like they're going to call a blocking foul. That'll be his second, I believe. And
they're calling it to Murray. His third.
It must have been away from the ball then.
And down the other end, we couldn't really see. There's several players down in front of this, so.
Looks like they're going to get Cade Benson in there for Murray, and Wells is going to come in as well. He's going to come in for Nash. So we got Benson, Shoulders, Wells, Havel, and Moore. Ball inbounded there, tipped out of bounds there by Shoulders. It will stay Bison basketball with 2:54 left to go in the half. Going to get Cowling in there to inbound the ball.
You have a 5-second ball if you don't have to.
Gets it in Neely near the basket.
Well, they lucked out on that one.
Saluki's quickly getting it up the floor. Wells gets across court to Havel. Havel's going to pull up for three. In and out. No good. Wells with the rebound. Tipped away there. Funkhauser is going to come away with the rebound. Up the court. Throws it ahead of Cherry. And out of bounds, it will go back the other way. Quick back and forth there between the Saluki's and Grayville. Havel is going to bring it across the timeline. Gets it over to Shoulders. Down in the corner to Benson. Benson looking inside. He's going to dribble up top. Get it to Moore. Moore going to looking into the far corner. Gets it back to Benson. Benson back up top. He's going to try and drive left. Gets it. Oh, looking for Moore in the far corner. Throws it off the Shoulders.
Yeah.
Looks like Grayville is going to get Hatcher back in there for Cherry. So Hatcher will inbound it there for the Bison underneath the Salukis' basketball goal. Gets it into Neely. Neely trying to drive up the court quickly, but almost lost it. Got some help from Funkhauser. Neely brings it across the timeline. Double team there by Moore and Shoulders. Neely driving left, right, gets double team cornered there. And Grayville called a timeout. Quick timeout there by Coach. It's going to be a 30-second. We got 2:03 left to go. We'll take a 30-second timeout with you and be back right here on The Legend.
Barner Service Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals. Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A four-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Barner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
You're listening to Saluki Basketball on The Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
And we're back for Red Hill Basketball right here on 99.3. Bison with the basketball. Funkhauser is going to bring it across the court. He's going to dribble out near the volleyball line, tries to get it into Risley. Stolen away there by Benson. Benson up to Shoulders with ease, lays it in. Good for two. Bison quickly get it back in. Hatcher with full court press up to Funkhauser behind the back, gets across the timeline. He's tried to drive the lane, almost thrown away there again by Benson. Neely with it. He's going to drive baseline, almost ran out of bounds, gets to Risley. Wells with the block to Havel. Havel up to Shoulders, puts it up for two. Good with the coast to coast. Bison getting it in quick. Funkhauser up court, tries to get it to Risley, but thrown out of bounds.
16 turnovers.
Bison trying to break that full court press very quickly, as right after the Saluki score, they're trying to get it out of bounds and right back in. Shoulders with the tries to drive the lane, gets it out to Moore on the far wing, puts up the three ball, in and out, no good. Wells gets the rebound, him and Havel in there, blocked away there by Risley. Wells gets it out to Moore, around the horn there to Shoulders. Shoulders back to Moore. Moore driving inside, gets it over to Havel. Havel to Shoulders. Shoulders gonna drive in the lane, put up a floater, around the rim and good. 50 seconds left here in the half. Hatcher is going to bring it up the court, guarded there by Benson. Hatcher breaks it, and a foul is going to be called as Benson was losing his footing and fouled Hatcher.
That's the first 12 was on Drew Moore. Call that one on Drew. His first team, seventh, so it'll be 1-1 for Braden Hatcher.
Checking back into the game is number 20, Levi Stockton. He's going to come in for Austin Cowling.
This will be the first free throw attempt. No, they've had one of two for Grayville so far.
Hatcher with got to hit the first, and there's going to be
It should have been a lane violation, but they didn't call it. Riddle got the rebound, so.
Moore brings it up the court. He's going to drive the lane, put it up, and good. Uses the backboard with help. 40-18, biggest lead of the night by 22. 30 seconds left here in the half. Neely gets it up court. Stolen away there by Wells. Pass intended there for Risley. Wells breaks it, gets it to Benson.
25 seconds, so we'll see if they'll go for one shot.
Benson backs it back out there to Havel.
McKinney's going to shoot.
Missed it. Neely comes away with the rebound. He's going to drive down court with McKinney on him. Takes a step, gets it up, and good. 10 seconds left to go. Saluki's up by 20. Inbounded there to Benson. Benson gets it up court, tries to get it up to his Shoulders and thrown out of bounds. 3.9 left on the scoreboard in the half.
Who scored that last basket for us?
That was Neely.
Neely, okay.
Cole Neely with the last basket, and they will inbound right here in the northwest corner, right in front of us. Funkhauser trying to get it in, clocks on, gets it into Hatcher. Hatcher gets across the timeline, puts up the final shot. No good as time expires. Your final score on the Port Blondie scoreboard entering halftime. Red Hill Salukis 40, Grayville Bison 20. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball right here on The Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no fluff, no nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever a pain army, mommy and dad. Daddy.
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949 or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Ambrall Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrall Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrall Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Shopping for new shingles is the perfect opportunity to increase your home's curb appeal. Your roof can make up more than half of your home's exterior, so it should complement your home's style, color scheme, and above all else, help protect you and your family against weather elements. At Leggett Lumber and Hardware, we are proud to offer Owens Corning shingles, including True Definition Duration Series shingles with SureNail technology. So if you're in the market for a new roof, stop by Leggett Lumber and Hardware and ask about the many features and color options of Owens Corning True Definition Duration Series shingles. We'll help you find the perfect shingle to complement your home.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sip It's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sip It and Sweet Tea's, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Tonight's game brought to you by Leggett Lumber, Citizens National Bank in Albion, along with Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. We're here at halftime where the Salukis are leading the game by 20 over the Grayville Bison, 40-20. 6:40 left here in halftime. Let's go over some halftime stats with Rob McKinley.
I think Ryan, Red Hill has doubled the score on 40-20. They're doubling rebounds, 16 for Red Hill and 8 for Grayville. And turnovers, Red Hill has 4 turnovers. Grayville's turned the ball over 17 times, and that's led to several breakouts and easy baskets for the Salukis. Grayville's 8 of 16. Red Hill is 17 of 39. So Red Hill has made more baskets, field goals, than Grayville has taken. As far as the scoring for Grayville, they're led by Cole Neely, who has 10 points, only put in double figures. Salukis have 2 in double figures. Corbin Shoulders has 12, and Drew Moore 11. Rounding out the scoring for Red Hill, Chase Murray with 6. Parker Havel has 5. Andy Wells, 2. Mitchell Nash, 1. And Connor McKinney has 3. The Salukis, the game was tied one time at 5. Salukis then reeled off the next 7 points for a 12-5 lead and led by 10 at the end of the first quarter. 21-11. Closest that I think Grayville got, they got within 9 at 24-15. But the Salukis then put it back up, and it was when it was 32-16, they went on a 6-0 run to make it 38-16. And then here at the half, it's 40-20, or 20-point lead for Red Hill in this first game of the evening here at the Conrad Allen Wayne City Tournament.
And Red Hill scored 19 in that second quarter, and keeping Grayville to only 9 points.
They've outscored Grayville by 10 in each quarter, 21-11 and 19-9. So that gives you a 20-point advantage here at the break.
4:40 left to go here in halftime. We are going to send it back to the station for another commercial. 40-20 the score. We'll be back in a couple minutes right here on The Legend.
Casey State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At Casey State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Happy holidays from everyone at Casey State Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out, or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better. And our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Tonight's halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. We got 3 minutes left before we bring you more basketball. Rob, what do you see for the second half here for the Salukis?
Well, really, I think they need to play better. I know they lead by 20, but they're kind of sloppy in their shooting and not a lot of turnovers, but just not a lot of continuity in the offense. But I think they have a comfortable lead right now, but, you know, you don't want to get complacent when you're up by 20. So the other thing is I'm thinking that we're looking at this is the first of three games tonight. The following game at 7 o'clock between Weber and Gallatin County. And then at 8:30, it'll be Crab Orchard against Wayne City.
And like you were saying, the Salukis, they've been kind of throwing the ball around a lot and not very good passes, it seems like. They've had a couple there in the first quarter where it seemed like it could have been stolen. But, I mean, all in all, they're putting up some pretty decent shots.
Yep.
I mean, they're just not getting them to fall. They've been going in and out. And
they've been going up against the zone. And really, Redhill doesn't have a big post player. I mean, Andy and Mitchell are pretty good sides, but they don't have a big post player. And the thing is that I think they're just they've hit some layups, things off the press, and things like that. So I look for them to keep the press on at least for a little bit longer, try to build it up to lead up a little bit more, because you don't want to get it cut down to 12 or 13 and have keep the game in doubt. You want to finish it off here in the third quarter, if you can.
And that's a look at your halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. We'll be back here in a minute to bring you more Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Hilltop Bar and Grill is excited to introduce its brand new party room. This is perfect for hosting your company and holiday parties, children's birthday parties, anniversary celebrations, and family gatherings in a private but upbeat atmosphere. Hilltop is family friendly and serves some of the best homemade food that you'll find anywhere. Serving breakfast and lunch daily and delicious dinner options on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport. Fill your belly and stay a while. Hilltop Bar and Grill wishes you and your family happy holidays.
Welcome back to Wayne City, where we are bringing you Red Hill Saluki basketball right here on The Legend. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley as we are set for the second half action here in the third quarter. Havel gets it across to Moore. Moore back to Havel. Crown to shoulders. Moore back with it. Puts up a three ball off the rim, in and out, no good.
He's had several like that tonight.
Funkhauser comes away with the rebound. He brings it across the timeline, gets it over to Neely. Neely gets it over to Stockton. Stockton over to Hatcher. Hatcher back to Neely. Neely driving around the side. Little three-man weave here. Funkhauser gets back out to Neely. Neely looking to Hatcher. Hatcher puts up a three ball. No good off the back of the rim. Saluki's coming away with the rebound. Havel looking for help. Gets it up cross court to Murray. Murray pulls up, puts it in the lay-in. No good, in and out. Hatcher comes away with the rebound. He's going to bring it across the court for the Bison. Looking inside, dribbles left, gets it back to Neely up top. He's going to direct some traffic inside, get it down low to Funkhauser right here in the corner. Gets it back up to Neely. Neely looking inside to Risley. Risley knocked away there by Murray. Shoulders comes away with it up to Moore. Moore driving the lane, puts it up. No good off the front of the rim, but foul called on the shot.
And I look maybe for, of course, against the zone, but maybe for Moore to attack the basket a little bit more. They haven't done that a whole lot tonight, but
Nice couple fast breaks there. That foul is going to go against Neely, his first, team's first of the half. Moore's first free throw, nothing but the net, drains it. Score now, that is the first points of the half, 41-20. Moore's second shot on its way, good, count them both. 2 for 2, full court press as we were looking for. Hatcher's going to take it out. Gets it inbound to Funkhauser. Funkhauser breaks the press, gets it across time, poked away there, but got it. Poked away again by Havel. Murray comes up with it. He's going to get it over across court there to Shoulders. Shoulders in the corner, the cross pass to Havel. Havel down to Moore in the corner, gets it back up, down into Andy Wells. Andy Wells drives, puts it up 3 foot, no good.
Too hard.
Hatcher comes away with the rebound. He gets it up quick, up against Havel, no good. Throws it out of bounds, tries to throw it off of Havel.
He did throw it off Havel, but then hit him out of bounds. So
it will be Saluki basketball. Shoulders inbounds it, gets it back to Havel. He's going to bring it up quick. Bison weren't ready. Back to Shoulders. Brings it back out, back and forth here. Going to try and break that zone defense here. Gets it over to Moore. Moore back to Havel. Havel drives the lane, gets it back out to Shoulders. Shoulders for three, got it. Shoulders with first three of the half. Bison trying ravenously to break that full court press. Funkhauser drives up the middle quickly, gets it into Stockton. Stockton over here on the corner, gets it back up top to Neely. Neely holding the ball there. He's guarded there by Moore. Gets it off to Stockton. Stockton looking inside, stolen away there by Wells. Wells quickly getting it up the court. 2-on-1, Havel got it. Easy bucket there for Havel.
7-0 to start the second half. And now almost another steal at the other end.
Neely breaking up. Guarded there by Shoulders this time. Almost poked away there by Murray. Murray going to be called for another foul. He's in foul trouble early.
That's four, but she got a 27-point lead, so.
5:27 left to go here in the third quarter. 47-20. 7-0 run here by the Salukis. Bison trying to break that run as Funkhauser brings it across the timeline. Hands the ball off to Stockton. Stockton gets it up to Neely. Trying to get a screen there from Hatcher. Gets it over to Funkhauser. Almost knocked out of bounds. Neely got it down into Risley. Risley up for two. Good. Saluki's trying to get it up quickly. Almost tried to get a alley-oop there from Moore to Shoulders, but a foul's going to be called.
Corbin will go to the line to shoot two, I believe. Corbin now with 15 in the game.
Looks like they're going to call the foul on the floor.
Nope. Yep.
Moore gets the inbound, puts it up from 15, got it. So Bison brings the ball up the floor. Neely
almost stolen from behind by Shoulders.
Funkhauser gets it, little two-man weave there, gets it back up to Neely. Neely getting the screen there from Hatcher, trying to drive baseline, guarded there by Murray. Risley from 15 out, no good, batted away there. Ball knocked around on the floor. Neely comes away with it. And they're going to call a foul. Little ruckus on the floor there, and I believe they're going to call the foul on Parker Havel. It's going to be the Saluki's second team foul, and that will be Havel's third. Drake Allen checking into the game here for Chase Murray. It will be his first appearance of the night. Hatcher gets it into Risley. Risley out to Stockton. Stockton gets it back down low to Risley. Risley guarded there by Wells. Puts up two ball, no good. Wells comes away with the rebound, gets it to Allen. Allen up the floor to Moore. Moore gonna bring it back out. Gets it inside to Wells. Wells puts it on the floor, puts up 8 foot, no good. Allen with the rebound, gets it back out to Moore. Moore's gonna bring it back out to the wing, put up three, no good off the rim. And it's going to be thrown out of bounds off the Salukis. It will be Bison basketball. Bison with only two here in this third quarter as we got four left to go. Salukis 9-2 in this third quarter. Hatcher with it in the corner. Guarded there by Drake Allen. He's going to drive the left side, kick it up to Stockton. Stockton's going to try and drive the lane. Knocked away there. They're going to call a jump ball. Havel tied him up. It's going to stay Bison basketball.
Braden Cherry coming back in for Grayville.
He's going to check in there for Marcus Risley. Hatcher's got it out of bounds. Allen Gardening sneaks it in there to Cherry. Cherry to Stockton on the corner. Back to Hatcher, gets it up top to Neely. Neely's going to pull up from way downtown. Off the rim, no good. Havel with the rebound, looking up for Moore. Moore gets it on the corner. Looking down low to Wells, cross court, risky pass into the corner to Shoulders. Shoulders pulls up for three, no good. Off the rim, Wells coming in strong for the board, and he is going to be called for the foul. Wells coming in hard over the back.
Andy's first foul, team's third in the second half.
And it looks like Coach Havel's going to call a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take one with you. The Port Blondie scoreboard, 49 Red Hill Salukis, Bison 22. We're back in 30 seconds right here on The Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Tonight's game brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, along with Leggett Lumber and Ambrall Federal Credit Union. Bison start out with the basketball here as we come back from timeout. Neely gets it up to Cowling. Cowling buries the three. Cowling checking in there between timeouts. Moore gets the ball up court, puts it up from 12 foot out off the side of the rim. No good. He's having a little trouble in there. Allen gets tied up inside with the rebound. And that will be a Grayville foul. It will be Saluki ball out of bounds. That foul is going to be called on number 21. That is Brendan Cherry, his first. Shoulders with it at the top of the key. Off front of the rim, no good. Moore comes away with the rebound. Looking inside, cross court to Havel. Almost stolen away there. Tipped away there by Neely. Behind the back with Havel. Down into the corner to Moore. Moore cross court to Shoulders. Shoulders driving baseline. Nope. Havel almost tipped away there by Funkhauser. Down in the corner to Shoulders. Pump fake into Allen. Allen pulls up from 5 foot out. Got it. 51-25. Neely brings the ball across the timeline. He's going to go up against Moore as he tries to drive the lane. Gets it back out to Cowling. Cowling looking right. Goes left to Neely. Neely over to Hatcher. Little three-man weave there. Neely's going to start directing traffic here. Going to clear the lane here. He's going to get a double screen. Get it back out to Funkhauser. Funkhauser going to the right side. Little traffic jam over here. Funkhauser's going to drive baseline right. Put up a floater off the side of the backboard. No good. Moore comes away with it. Gets it up quickly to Shoulders. Shoulders up for easy basket. Count it. And the foul. Shoulders going to have a shot at the old-fashioned three-point play. Going to get a couple subs into the game here. McKinney coming in for Moore, along with
Landon Ray. Is that Landon Ray out?
Yep, Landon Ray coming in as well. Checking in for the Bison is number 5, Cameron Finch.
I think Ray's coming in for Corbin Shoulders.
Shoulders free throw on its way, off the front of the rim, no good. Wells gets the rebound, puts it back, good for 2. So instead of 3, we got 4. 55-25. Lead extended by 30. 1:52 left to go in the third quarter. Neely gets a screen from Cherry. Cherry looking inside, drive the lane. Almost stolen away by Shoulders. Neely recovers. Neely's going to pull it back out. Guarded there by Havel. Crossed him up. Havel gets it. Gets it out to Allen. Allen almost has to chase it down. Blocked there by Hatcher as Allen tried to go up. Out of bounds off Hatcher. It will stay Saluki basketball. Ray is going to come in for Shoulders.
You've got McKinney, Allen, Ray, Wells, and Havel. Yeah.
Havel up to Ray. Ray for 3, buries it. Ray checks into the game and buries a 3 right off the bat. 58-25, 1:20 left to go as we look at the Port Blondie scoreboard. Allen tries to get away from Hatcher. And it looks like Havel's going to come around the corner and cause the foul. It will stay Bison basketball right there in front of their bench. Havel has 4 on the night. Salukis have 4 in the half. Hatcher trying to get it in. He's going to be up. Gets it in just in time to Neely. Neely goes up for the easy bucket. No good. Wells tried to block it there. Gets it up court to Allen. Allen's going to back it back out. He gets it to Ray. Ray wanted the three. Guarded there by Neely. Gets it to Allen. Allen back up to Ray. Ray over to Havel. Havel swings it around to McKinney. McKinney looks down low to Allen. Allen drives baseline. Puts up. Hard. Good. Allen goes up strong, almost blocked, but he puts it up, and it goes right
there. It went straight up, and it came right down to the basket. So
Neely puts up three, answers back, drains it, nothing but the net. 40 seconds left to go here in the third quarter, 60-28, as McKinney brings across timeline, gets it to Ray. Ray back to McKinney. McKinney looking inside, a little back and forth. Ray's going to pull up another three, no good off the mark. Wells comes in flying for the rebound, gets it out to McKinney. McKinney's going to try his luck. Off the front of the rim, no good. Wells, Allen comes away with the rebound. Gets it back out to Ray. They're going to slow it down. They're going to try for the last shot with 15 seconds left. Ray with a little fancy ball work. Gets it over to McKinney near the timeline. Ray's going to dribble it around. He's going to go right side. He's going to drive the lane. Easy put up. No good. Ray Allen with the rebound. No good. Wells tries to come away. Allen tried to go for it. As time expires, no shot. The Port Blondie scoreboard reads Red Hill Saluki 60, Grayville Bison 28. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
The Port and Blondies, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. They offer a special kids menu with kids 5 and under eating for free. Each child that dines in for the month of October will receive a free dish of ice cream after their meal. At the Port and Blondies, let them show you why they are the place to be.
Tonight's game brought to you by Sip It, along with Lawrence County Health Department, Scott's Pharmacy, and the Hilltop. Red Hill Salukis lead this one 60-28, and they will start the fourth quarter off with the basketball. McKinney gets it over to Ray. Ray pulls up for yet another three and drains it. 2 for 3 on the night so far as Ray checks in and has an easy, quick 6 points.
He can. That's one thing. He's on there, especially against his zone. He can be a zone buster.
Cowling with the ball, gets it over to, I believe that's Finch. Finch drives right side. It looks like there's going to be a foul on the court. It's going to go against, who is that, Allen maybe? Nope, that's going to go against Ray. Ray with his first one. As Havel checks out, Cade Benson's going to replace him. Hatcher gets the ball into Funkhauser. Kenny Funkhauser in tonight, and no sign of Caden Funkhauser just yet. Ball thrown off of Nash there. It's going to stay Bison basketball. Kenny Funkhauser is going to take it out. Guarded there by Cade Benson, looking for some help there. Saluki's got a nice man-to-man defense. Gets it into Hatcher. Hatcher hands the ball off to Cowling. Cowling down into Cherry. Cherry double team there, gets it back out to Cowling. Cowling looking inside, gets it to Finch. Finch guarded there by Ray, gets help from Hatcher. Hatcher drives inside, puts up a 8-footer, no good. Nash and Hatcher going at it. Hatcher comes away with the rebound. Hatcher gets it into Cherry. Cherry's just short. McKinney comes away with the rebound. He's gonna get the ball at the court quickly. He's gonna drive the lane, back it back out though. Shut down, gets it to Ray on the right side. Ray wide open, puts up a three, no good. Rolls off the top of the backboard. Out of bounds, it will stay Bison basketball. Fresh legs coming in the game for the Bison. That's Levi Stockton, Marcus Risley, and Cole Neely. Looks like we're gonna get the starters in for the Bison, whereas the Salukis have Nash, Ray, Allen, McKinney, and Benson. as Neely has it at the top of the key, guarded there by Drake Allen. Neely going to drive right side, get it over to Hatcher. Hatcher back to Neely. He's going to get a screen there from Hatcher. Neely almost lost the dribble there. Neely gets it back out to the top key, wide open. He's going to pull up. No good off the front of the rim. Nash and Ray goes at it, but McKinney comes away with it, gets it up court quickly to Allen. Allen pulls up from 8 foot, no good. Risley comes barreling in, and it will go off of Benson, I'm assuming, and it will be Bison basketball. Checking into the game for the Salukis is Gavin Volkman. He came into the game for, it looks like, Nash. So Funkhauser hands the ball off to Stockton. Stockton up top to Neely. Neely drives right side, dumps it down into Risley. Risley's going to go up strong and fouled on the way. He will have two shots. 2:10 in here into the fourth quarter, 63-28 as we look at your Port Blondie scoreboard. Risley will be shooting two. And Volkman will be called for his first foul as Risley missed his first shot. Tonight's game brought to you by Cunningham Funeral Home along with People State Bank and WTHI-TV. Risley, second shot on its way. No good, in and out. McKinney comes away with the rebound. McKinney is going to bring the ball across the timeline quickly. Gets it over to Ray. Ray dumps it down into Volkman. Volkman back out to Ray. Ray pulls up for another three off the mark. No good. Stockton came away with the rebound. Outlets to Hatcher. He's going to bring it up the court. Looking for help, gets it over there to Finch. Nope, Funkhauser. Funkhauser hands off to Neely. Neely over to Stockton, looking inside. He's going to drive right against Benson. Reverse layup, no good. Benson gets the rebound. He's going to take it himself, he says. He's going to bring it across the timeline. Gets it down into Ray. Ray looking back out, gets it to McKinney. McKinney going to dribble. Gets it to the right wing to Allen. Allen back to McKinney. Going to swing it back, a little back and forth. Allen's going to pull up for three. No good off the front of the rim. Gets his own rebound. Almost lost the dribble, but there's going to be a foul called on the floor. 50 seconds, knock off the clock as that foul is going to be called against Cole Neely, his second, team's fifth. McKinney gets the inbound. He's going to dribble out near the volleyball line as against this 2-3 zone. Bison been in it all night. McKinney goes around the horn, gets it over to Ray. Ray back to McKinney, inside to Benson, back out to Allen. We're going to waste a little time here as McKinney pulls up for three off the front of the rim, no good. Risley comes away with the rebound. Outlets to Hatcher. He's going to bring the ball up, get it over to Funkhauser. Gets it across the timeline, tries to drive the lane, shut down there by McKinney. Hands the ball off to Neely. Neely guarded by Allen. Ray and Allen switch up. Neely tried to go baseline, no good. Gets it out to Stockton. Stockton over to Hatcher for three. Off the rim, no good. It will roll out of bounds.
It's right into Ryan's hand here.
It will be Saluki basketball. Landon Ray inbounds to McKinney here in front of our table. McKinney will bring it across the timeline. First time I've touched the basketball in years. Ball stolen away there by Hatcher. Hatcher tries to dump it down into Funkhauser. Saved it, but right into the hands of McKinney. Turnover for the Bison. McKinney's going to go all the way. Hands it off to Allen. Allen back to McKinney. McKinney puts up a two. Good. Nice little easy layup there by McKinney. Neely's going to dribble it up. He's talking to the ref a little bit. 3:45 left to go here in the game. 65-28 as we look at the Port Blondie scoreboard. Tries to dump it down in there to Risley. It tipped out of bounds. It will stay Bison basketball. And it looks like Coach Havel's going to call a timeout, give his guys a little rest. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with you. Port Blondie scoreboard reads 65-28 in favor of the Salukis. We're back in 30 right here on The Legend.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Tonight's game brought to you by Rutgers, along with Varner's and Bob's Pizza, as the Bison start with the ball out of that timeout, get it in, stolen away.
Stolen by, I think it was Nathan Worth.
Stolen away by Worth. He gets it up to the court to Michael Halb. Am I saying that right? Gets it back to Worth. Worth back and forth. We got a new set of players in here.
Yeah, Josh Henry's in there.
Be Cole Benson. Benson dumps it down in to Volkman. Almost stolen away there. Gets it back to Henry. Henry gets it back up top to Worth.
Nick Shears in the game, I believe, for the turnover against the Salukis.
Worth tried to throw it over there to Colin Benson, but is thrown out of bounds. It will be Bison basketball.
Henry, Shear, Volkman, Worth, Colin Benson.
So Funkhauser is going to bring across the timeline. Hands it off to Stockton inside to Risley. Risley's going to drive inside, put it up. No good. Blocked there by Shear. Tipped away to Benson. Benson, little help there by Henry. Henry gets it across timeline to Worth. Worth's going to pull up for three. No good off the rim. Risley's going to come away with the rebound. He's going to bring it up himself. Big guy, bring it downtown. He's trying to try and go coast to coast, but foul on the play. Foul's going to go against Nick Schreer, his first of the night. It's going to be the team's seventh. 2:34 left to go here in the fourth quarter, as Marcus Risley is going to get set to shoot two. Tonight's game also brought to you by Citizens National Bank in Albion, as Risley drains his first one. And it looks like the Bison are going to get a new five in there. We will try and get you those subs. Looks like they're going to go with Cameron Worley along with Austin Finch. Looks like Cowling's going to be back in. And
they got number 3, 4, and 5 in there, so.
And Risley drains the second one as number 32, Bryce Coaster, comes in for him as well. So we got two Finches, a Worley, and Coaster, and who else we got in there? Another Funkhauser. Ball out of bounds off of the Bison. It will stay Saluki basketball. So Cowling, Worley, two Finches, and a Coaster. Worth with the basketball, looking inside, gets it back up to Henry. Henry just dribbling out, gets it back to Worth. Worth and Henry back and forth, gets it over to Schreer, or Benson, I should say. Back up to Henry, stolen away there by Finch. Stolen back away by Volkman. Benson comes away with it, dribbling across the timeline. He comes up on the right wing, puts it in there, tries to get in there to Schreer. Volkman comes away with the rebound, tries to go back inside to Schreer. Thrown out of bounds, it will be Bison basketball. So it looks like JV on JV as we enter the final 2 minutes. Port Blondie scoreboard reads 65-30. 1:45 left to go. Cameron Worley dribbles the ball. He's going to go left side. Looks for Finch inside. Doesn't have him off of him. Goes out of bounds. Yeah. It will be Saluki basketball.
It ricocheted off two or three players off Red Hill, then off the player from Grayville.
So Josh Henry will bring the ball slowly across the timeline as we have 90 seconds left to go. Tries to get it inside, stolen away there by Austin Finch. He's going to bring the ball up, gets it to Cowling. Cowling dribbling out near the volleyball line, goes left, gets some help there from Worley. Worley gets it over to the other Finch, Cameron. Tries to dump it down inside there to Kirster. Kirster gets it back out to Worley. Worley gets it over to Austin Finch. Austin Finch looking inside, trying to get some help. Guarded there by Nathan Worth. 1:05 left to go. Gets it into Worley. Worley puts up a two, no good. Cameron Finch tries to put it back up off the side of the backboard. Volkman comes away with it. And Josh Henry will dribble it up the court. 50 seconds left to go. Gets it up there to Colin Benson. Benson over to Schreer. Schreer gets it back to Colin. Colin swings it around, gets it over to Worth. Worth back to Henry. Henry, they're going to pass it back and forth, probably running a little clock here. Henry's going to pull up instead. Finch is going to come away with the rebound after a missed shot. Austin Finch brings the ball up the court. He's going to bring it here to the right side, gets it down in the corner. Tipped away there by Volkman, out of bounds. It will stay Bison basketball with 24 seconds left to go. Cowling's going to inbound. Saluki's get it into Worley. Worley's going to go in, get it over to Cameron Finch. He's going to pull up for three. Drained it. Cameron Finch pulls up for three. Brings the deficit back down to 32. It looks like Benson tried to go up for three. No good. It's going to ricochet out of bounds with 6.4 seconds left to go. Bison are going to inbound it underneath the far time baseline. Worley's going to bring it across the timeline as the final seconds tick off. And that is the ball game. The Port Blondie scoreboard. Red Hill Salukis win it, 65 over the Grayville Bison, 33. That's a look at the end of the game. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the end of the game stats. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball right here on The Legend.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Safe Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People Safe Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise. Barner Service Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals. Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A four-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Barner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
Welcome back here to Wayne City, where the Red Hill Salukis just defeated the Grayville Bison 65-33. Post-game stats here with Rob McKinley.
Well, the Salukis dominated on the boards, 5-10, 15, 20, 20, about 37 rebounds to 12 after 17 for Grayville. 9 turnovers for Red Hill, 5-10, 15, about 20 turnovers for the Grayville Bison. The Salukis led by 10 at the end of the first quarter, 21-11. By 20 at halftime, 40-28. It was 40-20 at the half, 60-28 after three quarters. Each team just scored 5 points in that fourth quarter, 65-33 the final for Red Hill. They were led by Corbin Shoulders with 17, 15 for Drew Moore. Chase Murray had 6, Parker Havel 7, Andy Wells with 4, Mitchell Nash had 1. Drake Allen with 4, Connor McKinney with 5, and Landon Ray with 6. One player in double figures for Grayville, and that was Cole Neely with 13. So Grayville falls to 1-6 on the season, and Red Hill moves over the 500 mark for the first time this year, now at 5-4, and they'll be back on Friday night for a game at 7:30 against the host Wayne City Indians.
And we'll go ahead and do the sub of the game and the player game, brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital and Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Rob, I believe Landon Ray, I'm going to go with him with the sub of the game.
Yeah, he came off the bench, had a couple of three-pointers. So it's only the third game that he's played this year. And he's the type of player that gets to be a zone buster, especially with those threes. And we decided to go with Corbin Shoulders as the player of the game. Corbin with 17 points. He had 6 in the first quarter, 6 in the second quarter, 5 in the third quarter, and most of the starters did not play at all in that fourth quarter of that game. So The Slukies are now at 5-4. They win 65-33. And we'll wait a game Friday night at 7:30. This will put Drago either in the third place or championship game, depending on what happens Friday night. If they win Friday, they'll be in the championship game Saturday. If they lose, more than likely they would be in the third place game. So we'll just have to see what happens when things come out Friday, because Wayne City is a very tough team to play here, especially their own home floor.
And that'll wrap things up here from Wayne City.
Now we'll see if Brian Havel will get over here pretty quickly. And here he comes.
Up here he comes. We'll get a couple words with him. Coach Havel real quick. Take a few seconds. He's walking over here.
Yeah. And a couple of officials. Jim Fisher, one of the officials for the next game. So we get a quick word with Brian here. And Brian, congratulations to win. You're over 500 for the first time after an 0-3 start. You're now 5-4. I know it wasn't a pretty game. This is kind of a tough game to play, I think.
Yeah, we didn't come out and play as smooth as we would have liked to. I mean, we told the kids it's one of those games. You know, you can't come out and expect to blast somebody right in the first 2 or 3 minutes. You got to do it possession at a time on the offensive and defensive end. I thought we were getting good offensive possessions. We had some crazy passes, but as far as the shot selection, I couldn't argue with what we were doing. We were just slinging some shots up there, and I mean, we work every night on shots and getting off both feet and stuff like that. And again tonight, I thought we were slopping some shots up when we got it in the middle of the paint and that sort of thing. But
Drew had a couple shots in and out. I think Corbin, some of those shots, if they go down, it looks better than when they rim in and out. But the pressure, I think you got some turnovers, got some easy breakaways, and you kept getting separation throughout the game.
Yeah, and that was the goal. I think we were up 10 or something at the end of the first quarter, so then we wanted to be up 20 plus at halftime, which
was
10, we were 20.
That was 10, 20.
We wanted to try to be up 30, you know.
That was 32,
you kind of start doing that sort of thing. And again, you win by over 30 and you'd like to be satisfied.
Yeah.
And
but you came back Friday night against Wayne City.
Yeah,
with a chance
to
win will put you in the championship ball.
Yeah,
game, so.
And
that's what you look for.
That's what we've been doing the last couple of days. We've been kind of looking at Wayne City. We got one more night to look at them. They looked really good here the other night. And we're in a big game. Hopefully our experience comes through. That's what I was telling the kids in the locker room. But they got to understand that this Wayne City tournament, it's been around for 64 years. This is a big deal. And Wayne City, more times than not, Wayne City's in that championship game here, and they're going to bring it. They're going to have the whole town here, and we got to be prepared for it. But we got to be excited about playing in that game, and I think we will be, and I think we'll bring a lot of energy. I think it'll be a great game Friday night.
Well, I like it, too. When you were in high school in January, going down to the Carmi Invitational.
Yes.
No matter what type of team Carmi had, you played Carmi down there. They
were top. You're exactly right. I've told the coaches that wouldn't mean a whole lot to the kids when I talk about the CIT.
Yeah, but
it's very similar to how Carmi used to just be really, really tough in the CIT, and it's the same thing for Wayne City.
Well, thanks, and we'll see you Friday night, and get some rest.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mike. And Brad Hill, Slukie coach Brian Havel. Slukie's win here over Grayville, 65-33, and I guess we can wrap it up so somebody else can get it, take our seat here.
All right, that'll do it. 65-33, as Rob just said. For Rob McKinley and Dennis Pullman back, turning the dials for us, keeping us on the air. I'm Ryan Seed saying so long.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion. No better banking. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Ambrol Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrol Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrol Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrol Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. A DLC Media sports presentation brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, Varner Service Center, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Teas, Ambrol Federal Credit Union, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, and Leggett Lumber. Hear Red Hill basketball action all season long on The Legend.